What's going on, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Just real quick before I dive into some big news with basketball, of course, we'll focus on the Hall of Fame side of it as Lowell, quote-unquote, Lowell Cotton Fitzsimmons was recently announced as one of the 16 individuals for the 2021 class of the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. I have more on that in just a moment. Hopefully this weekend I will recap what went down in the Big 12 tournament with K-State as K-State looks to continue to make their postseason push. And they're going to need, like I've been saying this week on the dailies, remember, they're going to need to make a run, I think, if they're going to have any chance to get selected to play more postseason baseball. They're just coming off of knocking off TCU, who was ranked number 5 in the country, going into Manhattan. And K-State took 2 of 3 in dramatic fashion Saturday afternoon to cap off a tremendous year at home, at least at home, for the Wildcats. And now you look at what they need to do away from Twain Family Stadium. That is the question going in. My co-host talked about it on the weekly edition. When I return from vacation next week, by the end of next week, we hope to probably plan another weekly edition there for episode 53. We'll see how my schedule is when I come back. But definitely wanted to take a moment there. Obviously, when this episode comes out, it looks like it's going to be coming out on Thursday, the day afterwards. Hopefully, K-State is still playing. But if not, this weekend, hopefully, while I'm on vacation, I hope to record, kind of recap what happened with K-State in that game or whatever games they're going to be playing there. But definitely stay tuned for coverage on the Purple Project Podcast for more as K-State. And obviously, let's not forget about the track and field teams as well. They're in postseason mode as well during their, I believe it's the West preliminary postseason playoffs with that as well. We're going to get that all squared away when I come back from vacation with me. But meanwhile, this is some big news here. Went across that, obviously, basketball ended a few months ago, but one of our own got elected in the, which actually was recently announced a few days ago, actually. So Lowell Cotton Fitzsimmons, that's in Cotton is his nickname anyways. Lowell Fitzsimmons was selected as one of the 16 to get in the Memorial Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame there. Of course, Fitzsimmons, for those of you Wildcat fans don't know, Fitzsimmons spent 3 years at K-State. You got to go back to 1967 all the way to 1970 at Kansas State, including the last 2 years as a head coach before embarking on a 21-year NBA coaching career that saw him win over 800 games, 832 to be exact, with 5 different franchises, the 2-time NBA Coach of the Year, 1979 and 1989. He is one of just 15 coaches now, or recently, with 800 wins or more victories in NBA history. Again, this class will be in stride officially this fall in September 11th, this fall in Springfield, Massachusetts. Congratulations to Mr. Fitzsimmons on that honor as well. And then, of course, you know, some big names here on this list, obviously. Rick Adelman, Chris Bosh on this list also. Tony Kukoc, Bill Russell, Ben Wallace got elected. Jay Wright got elected as well. Chris Webber as well. And then you have the 3-time WNBA MVP up in there. Lauren Jackson, I'm bouncing around all over the place. Val Ackerman, Howard Garfinkel, Pierre Moore, Paul Pierce. I reeled them off right there. That's a big time clash right there. Big names on that list. Obviously, I'm familiar with half of that list on there. Watching them play NBA basketball, and of course, the NBA playoffs are currently going on right now. Also, so you got that going on as well. But K-State's own, we got one of our own going to the Hall of Fame, the Naismith Memorial Hall of Fame, coming up in September, where Lowell Fitzsimmons, one of K-State's own, back in the late 60s to the 1970, gets selected as the one of the members of the 2021 class of the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. Congratulations to the family, all that's involved there with that quote-unquote cotton. You got yourself in there. Lowell Fitzsimmons, one of the 16 members coming up this fall in the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame once again. So congratulations goes out to them as well. Again, another reminder again, hopefully when this podcast will be scheduled to go out Thursday, we don't know, well, I don't know if K-State will be playing or not. Again, if they're not, I will have hopefully a recap over the weekend about that, about those games that K-State will take place. Again, Jordan Wicks and company, Cameron Thompson, Chris Sabalos, and more to look to continue prolong K-State season and their chances to continue to post in playoffs there, as they're going to be going to Oklahoma City or in Oklahoma City for the Big 12 championships after coming off of a thrilling regular season conference ending series with TC, which saw them take 2 of 3, including a dramatic come from behind effort in the ninth inning, scoring 7 there to knock off the number 5 team in the country. So stay tuned for the Twitter handle, the K-State Twitter handle, to keep track with that, all that, and more as well. I have more here throughout the rest of the week here on the Purple Project Podcast. Remember, if you have not checked out episode 51, go back, check that out. Actually, not 51, 52 and 51, and all the recent episodes of Triple P. Please, K-State fans, go back and check that out. Tell your friends and tell your fellow alumni as well. And tell all those that are definitely interested in podcasts, make sure you listen to that as well. From my co-host, Alex Aiden, who will be back on the next episode of the podcast, weekly edition anyways. Eddie Greer saying thank you once again for listening to today's edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Stay tuned for more K-State coverage. Go Cats!
To the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.